Has anyone got a song they want to sing?
About the Canadian side of the American Civil War, when ships were commissioned by the king, as they were all through history, you know, a lot of the quote-unquote heroes of, like, Sir Walter Raleigh, were all commissioned pirates, basically. They had letters of marque from their various rulers to go out and kick the asses off anybody that they didn't like, basically. Well, this is about one case in which it didn't work, when a young bunch of Canadian men were basically promised all the gold and riches for easy pickings and ended up in the Caribbean, sunk. It's called Barrett's Privateers. Well, the year was 1778. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque come from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town, I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, no fishermen who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Ah, the Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We was 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like bastards all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked four-pounders we made a fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. All the Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. At length she lay 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat bull the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Now here I lay in me 23rd year, I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made a Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American Gulf, we'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
I have one I would like to see. Is it time? I'm curious about this song, and something you asked made me think of it too. About the, you know, are they ballads or are they religious songs? Are they different? I have a lot of old hymn books, and I have one. I can't remember if it's like 1852 or 72, something like that, called The Revivalist. If anybody knows anything about it, I'd like to know too. And it has wonderful songs in it. I read a little bit in a book about it, that it's from the camp meeting days, and I don't remember the man's name that collected it, but that he must have just put everything in it that he ever knew, one of these traveling preachers. And there were a lot of prodigal son songs in it, and five anyway, in the same hymn book. I mean, and they weren't attributed to anybody. And this one, it sounds very, he was, I guess, from up in New York State around there, but it sounds mountainy to me. And but it's a, you know, a ballad on a religious subject. There must be a lot of songs, like a Bible story kind of ballad. Anyway, this is life. I hope I remember all the words. You know the prodigal son story anyway. So, if anybody knows anything about this song, I would like to know. The long lost son, with the long lost son, with streaming eyes, from folly just away, reviews his wanderings with surprise. His heart begins to break. I starve, he cries, nor can I bear the famine in this land, while servants of my father share the bounties of his hand. There's a verse about I'm going to go back, which I can't remember anyway then. Far off the Father saw him come. He ran and saw and something smiled. He threw his arms around the neck of his child. Now through all the courts, through all the courts, the tidings flew and spread the joy around. The angels tuned their harps anew. The long lost son was found. Does anybody know anything about it? I'd like to know where it's really from.
I wish we could keep both of you here and take you around West Virginia. There are a lot of real good singers in, here in this state. And Phyllis Marks is a blind singer from Glenville, and she sings a lot of children's songs. And I'd like to try one called
I'm a young married man and I'm tired of life. For years I've been wed to a sickly young wife. She does nothing all day now but sit down and cry, and wishing to God every day she would die. So a friend of me own came to see me one day, and he said that my wife, she was pining away. But if you get a bottle from dear Dr. John, it's 10 to 1 that your wife will get strong. So a bottle I got for to try, and the way that she drank it, he'd swear she was dry. And another, she vanished the same. He would swear she had cod liver oil on the brain. Oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down in the soil, if my wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Now, my house, it resembles a big chemist shop. It's covered with bottles from bottom to top. And in the morning when the kettle does boil, you would swear it was singing for cod liver oil. Oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down in the soil, if my wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. So don't drink cod liver oil.